Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Draw me nearer, would you just talk to the Lord and let him know that you need him?
Jesus, and the houses or the land. God. His benefits are new every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him. And he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him. And I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, this is my story. This is my story.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his feet, blessed Holy Spirit. Spirit, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise your holy and your glorious name. You are great. God, there is no one greater than you. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. And you are the bright and morning star. And so, Lord, we just wanted you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, you are faithful. We bless your name. Father, we thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, that you've never left us and you will never leave us or nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you, oh God, the Spirit of God, raise up a standard against the enemy. We thank you, Lord, enlarging our territory. We thank you, Lord, for increase of wisdom, increase of understanding, increase of knowledge. We thank you, Lord, for increase, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for abundance living, living in Christ abundantly. We thank you, Lord, that we know who we are, our identity in Christ. We know, we thank you for the dominion mandate and we walk in the dominion and mandate that you give us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that when Jesus said it is finished, you restore us back into the right, into our right places in the Garden of Eden, in that spiritual place of increase and overflow of blessings, in the place where the presence of God is with us 24/7. We acknowledge your presence. We thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice that you made for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Lord, we thank you for each and everyone under the sound of my voice. We thank you for our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, oh God. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, if it had not been you who were on our side, where would we be? We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Bring down your mercy upon our lives in the name of Jesus. O Father God, teach us how to forgive as you have forgiven us, O God. Teach us how to love as you've loved us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to walk by your Spirit, Almighty God, and not by flesh, O God. O Father God, teach us. Lead us and guide us, O God. We are totally dependent upon you, Spirit of the living God. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What a wonder you are. Thank you, Roma Sandiriako. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus in the atmosphere over this radio service. Release the blood of Jesus in our homes, in our environment. We cover our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We cover our children, our grandchildren, great-grand in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we cover our spouses in the blood of Jesus. We cover everything that concerns our lives. Let the blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, thank you for the restoration, the healing, the deliverance in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Father God, this morning, and we praise you, every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah, and we bless your name, oh God. We don't praise you by emotions. We praise you because, Lord, you deserve the praise. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. Oh, Father, if I had millions and trillions of tongues, it's not enough to praise you. And for Lord, I shall praise you for as long as I live, celebrating Jesus. Yeshua Mashiach, we thank you for your greater grace resting upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, greater grace for this week, oh God. In the name of Jesus, greater grace, oh God. Father God, we are trees planted by the rivers of water that produce fruit in its season. The leaves never wither. We thank you, Lord, that we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jesus, our oasis in the desert. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for turning the dryness, oh God, to fruitfulness, oh God, the dryness, oh, to a watered ground in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you. Let there be showers of blessings. Release the rain, oh God. Father God, let us be rooted and grounded in you, oh God. Father God, help us, Abba Father. Thank you for the ministry of the holy angels, leading and guiding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus. You are great, oh God. You are awesome. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Father, this morning, I especially thank you for my son, oh God, Britton, his 40th birthday today, Lord. I bless you, oh God, for him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask you to continue to be with him, guide him, protect him, lead him in the path, continue to lead him in the path of truth and righteousness. Oh God, let wrap your favor around him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Draw him closer to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that he's the head and not the tail. He's above and not beneath. No weapon fashioned against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against him in judgment shall be condemned. Father God, abundant grace to rest upon him. I cover him with the blood of Jesus, his family, with the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for the gift, oh God, of children, oh God, a gift, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you and I thank you every day. Hallelujah, you are good, you are awesome. And Father God, we pray for even those that are here this morning. And oh God, we ask you to release a special grace upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that when you open a door, that no man can shut the door. We thank you for open heavens, that we are walking under open heavens in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we can tap into it. Oh God, your promises are yes and amen. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we cannot pray without praying for the people of Ukraine, oh God. Oh Father, we ask you to intervene in the situation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, intervene, oh God. Save them from the clutches of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Father God, send more truth from heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine strategy in the name of Jesus, that you will give the president and the leaders, oh God, even the people, divine strategy, oh God, that comes from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, oh God. We pray for those families who've lost their loved ones. We pray that you will comfort those families in the name of Jesus. Arise, oh God, and let the enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. We bless your name. Thank you, O God, that as your disciples, our fruit will remain, O God, in the name of Jesus. That all that we say, all that we do, bring glory and honor to your name. We bless your name, O God. I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning. Father God, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our spouses, our nieces and nephews, siblings, upon everyone. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the word that is coming forth this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We will not lack, oh God. You will provide for us according to your riches in heaven in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for perfecting all that concerns our lives. Thank you, Lord, that there's nothing too hard for you to do. Thank you, Lord, that we trust you, O God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So we give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. Once again, I am Apostle Marco Brewer for you from our AM That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome you in Jesus' name. Father, as I bring this word forth this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, O God, all of you and none of me, O God. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. We pray for revelation and understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Look with me, please, to the book of Esther, chapter 4. And we'll go back. We'll go to 5. And I'm going to read chapter 4, verse 15. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, neither drink nor eat 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded. I want you to pay attention to Holy Spirit. Thank you. So verse 16. Pay attention, and I'm reading from the King James Version. Go The first word we're going to look at is go. Esther is telling Mordecai to move forward. Go ahead. Go ahead. Move forward. Do not be stagnant. Go. When there's a time that this is something to, for our nation, and many times we become sluggish and stagnant instead of moving forward when it comes to coming together. Hallelujah. Go. Move forward. The next thing is gather. Gather. Come. Everybody is coming together. That's a unity, oneness. And all these people are in Shushan, hallelujah, in this place. And when God gathered together all the Jews, all those that are, when you read this particular scripture, you see that they're coming together in unity, in oneness, in the spirit realm. There is no double-mindedness. This is a serious matter. There's nothing to play about. They are coming together to fast and pray. One mind, one thought, one purpose. That's why we have to be careful of who we pray with. Because some people you pray with, they are not in that place that you're in, spiritual place. What I mean when I say not in that spiritual place, I'm not talking about rank or position. I'm talking about people. Sometimes you pray and with people that are distracted. They're not focused when you're praying with them. So there's no, they're not in unity with you. They're not even in unity with themselves. And so those prayers are not as, they're not effective as they should be. And sometimes your prayer partner might have something negative against you. When you say, let's pray, okay, and that person is praying and decree, declare, prophesy, and dang this and that, want to bring lightning and thunder and all that stuff, and their hearts are wicked. And so those prayers will not be answered because you have partnered with wickedness with you not knowing. That's why you always ask God, what should I do? Who should I pray for? Who should I consult? You always ask God because he's an all-seeing and all-knowing God. And if you're not in that right place, in that proper agreement, together in oneness, and you're praying for one purpose, one person praying for this, but together. That's why before you even go into that part, you need to make sure these people or who you're praying with are living their lives according to God's will. Amen. In the name of Jesus, because we want prayers to be answered. I'm saying to you, use discernment. Everybody cannot pray for you. It's okay. There's nothing to be emotional about. Use the sermon. It's your life. It's your destiny. And sometimes, if you're not in that, you have the right people to pray with you. It can and come together in unity. It can be linked to God's purpose and plans for you. Life and your destiny, it can destroy you. Your prayer partners must have, and you must have, a clean heart. As you enter into prayer and during this season, I'm saying this prophetically, there's no time for hypocrite. No. Don't do that. Keep your focused on Almighty God, on Jesus, Jesus Christ. Unity and oneness, and when you read it in Psalm 133, the anointing flows. You know what God said in Genesis and chapter 3, that the Satan, the heel of the woman will crush the head. Because when you crush the head of the serpent, you have messed with this, messed his whole kingdom up. Why do you think that leadership to go after leaders? Leaders to go after, that's why your leadership, your where which church you're going to or which prayer group you in, make sure this is where God wants you to be. The person might be okay and everything, but God might not want you to be in that place or want you to be somewhere else. Just make sure before you pick who to pray with, before you pick which church to join, which organization, take everything to God in prayer. You do not want anything to hinder your prayer. Whatever you ask God, he will do it. But you want to make sure you're in alignment with his word. Esther didn't go and get her maidens to fast, and the people of Shushan didn't fast. She said, we all got to do this thing. And even when we think about what's happening in Ukraine, we all got to intercede. We all got to pray. It's not about our feelings, our emotions. It's about we are intercessors. We have to pray. It's a mandate to pray. Hallelujah. Everybody has come together to pray. And Esther is leading. Her meetings, they're doing this 3 days fast. And she has come to herself, if I die, I die. But I'm going to pray, intercede with my meeting. Then I'm going to go to the king, whether it's in season or out of season. Well, you got to be careful. Hallelujah. And you got to praise God, because you know what? You got a direct communication with God. It don't have to be this season or that season. It's 24/7. You can commune to the Father. Hallelujah. You can commune with Almighty God in the name of Jesus. I think there's a time, there's a season. Hallelujah. It's a time to be courageous and think. You got to be ready and prepared. Now, you weren't chosen for a queen just to be there and have children, whatever. I had spoken just to one of my siblings. I said, you were not born just to get married, have children, have grandchildren, go to school, and then you die. That's not what you were born for. You, everybody was born for a purpose, to fulfill an assignment in the kingdom of God. You are born for that reason. So Esther is in that position now. She wasn't elected queen to show off or not. She was elected queen because God is going to use her to bring the glory and honor to his name, to defeat those people, God. God will use her. When you can have all the necessary things ready, and you get into fasting, and you get into praying, and then she got dressed up in her royal robe. Hallelujah. Your robe is a robe of righteousness. You are confident in that I fasted, and I pray, and I know that I know that I know beyond a shadow of doubt, hallelujah, that God will do this thing. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So on the third day, when you look at the third day, you think of a resurrection. On the third day, hallelujah. The Bible says that in Esther 5, verse 1, that Esther put on her royal apparel. I told you, your royal, she didn't come with her regular clothes. She came regal, royal apparel. It would show her identity. We is who identity is. She came now. She's finished interceding. She came now as a queen. She came now. Hallelujah. You see, those positions dressed royally. In no way the king will look at her all regal and dressed up. And that king will definitely extend that scepter to her. And you got to look at it in reality. A woman is dressed up, real dressed up, neatly, nicely, and everything. Whether she married to a man for 50 years, 10 years, that man would say something because she looks regal. And perhaps even more favor would come upon her. The robe represents her identity. Got her crown on. Hallelujah. And she knew what time the king sat upon his royal throne. Hallelujah. And it was so. Hallelujah. When the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, "What will thou, Queen Esther? What will thou, Queen Esther? What is thy request?" And I like this part. "If it shall be given thee to the half of the kingdom, I can give you up to half of my kingdom." This is supernatural favor. Hallelujah. When we do the right things, in the right, have the right partners to pray with, and different things, and we have everything in order, the favor comes down. God will grant us those things. Many times your prayers have not been answered because of your partnership in prayers. Look, I have certain people that I pray with. I don't pray when I need to get some prayers answered right away. I don't just pray like that. I got people that I will call that will pray together, and God answers those prayers. So always make sure. Sometimes you go to your prayer partner and say, "Let's pray. I got to have a surgery." Not knowing that person has done a lot of incantations and stuff against you. You think they will really pray? If they don't really like you, they're not going to pray for you. If they don't like you, they will not pray. They might be saying those words, but those words will be empty. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So as we enter into this season, on the word this morning, who's your Father? In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for the word. Father God, we'll do what you've asked us to do, not just everyone praying, but who's our prayer partner? Father God, when we cannot find no human prayer partner, we pray in the spirit realm, and the Holy Spirit is our prayer partner, interceding, God, to go for our lives. So, Father God, open our spiritual eyes. Help us, oh God, in our walk with you in the name of Jesus. Make the crooked places straight. Make a way in the wilderness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the step favor being released to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We don't take it for granted. We thank you for even those that have been praying with us and for us through the years. We thank you for their faithfulness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that these prayers will be answered. Yes and amen. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for restoration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that we own fruitful land and a barren land. Thank you, Lord, for open heavens. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We adore you. We honor you, oh God. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of Almighty God forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Know who your prayer partner is. Hallelujah. Know your prayer partner. God bless. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.